Good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to be together today. It's a beautiful summer day. The Lord Jesus is disclosing to us two dispositions of the heart that are integral to our Christian freedom. The first is that the least are the greatest, that there is such a liberation of heart when the old Adam and all its pride and vanity and vainglory is put to death, when we simply are able to abide in the gift of the Holy Spirit and to let go of all of the torments of achievement, of accomplishment, of seeking false gods and idols to define who we are and our dignity. And there's a beautiful liberation when we are simply children. So the one who is able to be a child, the one who is able to be the least, is the most like Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is totally Son. Everything in His identity and His mission is receiving from the Father and giving back from the Father and abiding in the Father's gaze and in His love, and therefore in the Father's love defining His life, His identity and mission. We could all succumb to the thoughts of others, to being motivated out of human respect or other things in terms of the way we lead our own lives. But the Lord puts the child in front of us today to say, learn from the smallest. Learn to see the freedom of your own heart, the heart of a child. He also wants us not to worry so much about what others think or do. If others are casting out the name of Jesus but not part of our company, what are we to think of that? Another way to look at it is for the Lord simply to say, if you're not being impeded by someone else, simply praise God and continue walking before His face. Don't be distracted by other things. Don't be so concerned about things you can't control or what others may do. And realize that there may be a space being opened in your life by that person's presence and by their own activity. So we desire, my brothers and sisters, to surrender our hearts again this Monday morning to the Lord to start totally anew. To be the least, to be simple, to be small, and to not be preoccupied with what others may think or what they may do, but simply to walk before the face of the Father.